Start of Erev and Parak Yud, Mishnah Bay. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Noitin Lechaber. Lechaber or Lechaber, Achimagia, Lechazer Hachitsoin. We said in the previous mission that somebody who finds a number of pairs of tefillin in an unsafe place on Shabbat, and there's not enough time to bring the tefillin in one pair or two pairs at a time, he should sit and guard the tefillin until after dark. Now, if the place where he found the tefillin is an unsafe place or a bandit there that might harm him, in such a case, he should bring the tefillin in less than four amos at a time. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. According to Rabbi Shimon, you should not bring the tefillin in less than four amos at a time. Because Rabbi Shimon is afraid that if we allow you to carry the tefillin in less than four amos at a time, you might forget and end up carrying the tefillin more than four amos in Rosh Hashanah, which is Asur Min HaTorah. Instead, what you should do is you should take the tefillin, hand them to your friend, and your friend would hand them to his friend until the tefillin reached the outside chazer in a place that's close to the city, and that's a place where the tefillin would be safe. As it's better to hand the tefillin off from one friend to another friend until you reach a safe place, rather than carrying it less than four amos at a time, since if you carry it less than four amos at a time, it's likely you'll end up carrying the tefillin four amos in Rosh Hashanah. V'chein b'no, noitno lechaber, lechaber lechavero afilo meir. So too, if a woman gives birth out in the field on Shabbat, and you want to bring the child inside on Shabbat, you cannot bring the child inside by carrying him less than four amos at a time, lest you end up carrying him four amos in Rosh Hashanah. Instead, you should hand the child off from one person to the next, even if it takes 100 times handing the child off from one person to the next until the child is brought inside. That would be better than bringing the child in less than four amos at a time. And even though handing the child from one person to the next is not so good for the newborn, however, that's still better than carrying the child less than four amos at a time, because it's likely that you might end up carrying the child four amos in Rosh Hashanah, which is also a minatar. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Noitin Adam Chavez Lechavero, Lechavero Lechavero, Afilu Chutz L'Tchum. Rabbi Huda says somebody who finds a pitcher that is Hefzer on Shabbos, and he wants to bring the pitcher inside, he can bring it inside by handing the pitcher off from one person to the next. Even if the pitcher ends up getting taken outside of its Tchum, it ends up taking the pitcher more than 2,000 amos from the place where it was found, it would still be Mutter. And since the pitcher is Hefzer, it has no tchum. It didn't have an owner at the beginning of Shabbat, so therefore it could be taken outside of the tchum. It's only a pitcher that had an owner at the beginning of Shabbat, and such a pitcher cannot be taken outside of the tchum of its owner. Whatever the tchum of the owner would be, that's how far the pitcher could be taken. But in this case, if the pitcher is ownerless at the beginning of Shabbat, it could be taken outside of the tchum of the place where the pitcher was found. Amru lo, lo tahalich zu yoyse meragli ba'ala. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, the pitcher that was found on Shabbos cannot be taken any further than its owner could walk on Shabbos. Now, even though we said this pitcher has no owner, it was a pitcher that was hefker, that at the beginning of Shabbos it was not owned by anybody. However, what the Chacham are saying is as follows, that if this pitcher did have an owner, so the pitcher would have the same tchum as its owner, and the pitcher cannot be taken out of the tchum of its owner. So in this case, where the pitcher had no owner, so the pitcher would have its own tchum, and the pitcher cannot be taken more than 2,000 amos away from where it was found on Shabbat. And the tchum of the pitcher is 2,000 amos from the place where the pitcher was on Friday night. So therefore, whoever found this pitcher cannot take the pitcher out of its tchum. He can't take it more than 2,000 amos away from where it was found on Shabbat. And the Mefarshim said that the Chacham of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said previously in this Mishnah, then Nefseh Hefker Konen Shpisa, something that is ownerless does have Shpisa. Meaning to say, wherever that ownerless object was Friday night, it cannot be carried more than 2,000 amos away from that place. So this pitcher, since it does have Shpisa, cannot be taken away more than 2,000 amos from the place where it is found. Sechad Erev and Parakir Mishnah Gimel, Haya Kari B'Sefer Allah Eskupa. Somebody who is reading a scroll on an Eskupa, and Eskupa is a stoop that has a din of a carmelite. It's less than 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide. And the scoopa is right next to a Rosh Hashanah. This gago I say for miyado, go lo etzlo. If one end of the scroll rolls away from him into the Rosh Hashanah, and the other end of the scroll is still in his hand, he's allowed to roll back the scroll into his hand, and it would not be the same as transferring something from a Rosh Hashanah to a karmel. And even though it's also to carry from Rosh Hashanah to a karmel, but in this case, since one end of the scroll remains in his hand, it would not be considered carrying to roll back the other end of the scroll
to where he is standing on the iskupim.
If the person was reading a scroll on the top of a roof, and the top of the roof had a din of Bereishis HaYachid, had a 10 tzachim high and at least 4 by 4 tzachim wide, and one end of the scroll rolled out of his hand towards the Bereishis HaRabim, if the other end of the scroll did not reach within 10 tzachim of the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim, he's allowed to roll the other end of the scroll back to him. And even though he is standing in a Bereishis HaYachid, and the other end of the scroll is in the Bereishis HaRabim, but since it did not get within 10 tzachim of the ground, it is not regarded as a Bereishis HaRabim at all. As the Bereishis HaRabim only goes up 10 tzachim, anything above 10 tzachim of the ground of Bereishis HaRabim is not regarded as a Bereishis HaRabim. Instead, it's regarded as a Makom Ptur, a place that is exempt. You're allowed to carry from a Makom Ptur to a Bereishis HaYachid or to a Bereishis HaRabim. So therefore, he's allowed to roll the scroll back to him, even though he is standing in the Bereishis HaYachid. Misha Hagiel Asar Tzvachim, Hovcho Aksa. But if one end of the scroll rolled away and did reach within 10 Tzvachim of the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim, in such a case, you're not allowed to roll the other end of the scroll back to you. Instead, you should turn over the scroll so that the writing faces the wall. As we're talking about where you're reading a Sefer HaKodesh, so you're not allowed to leave the Sefer just like that, with the writing facing out, that would be a bizarre and a disgrace to the Sefer HaKodesh. Instead, you should turn over the writing to the wall. However, you cannot roll the other end of the scroll back to you, since you are sitting in a Bereishis HaYachid, and the other end of the scroll has rolled to within 10 tzvachim of the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim. Now, even though Minat Torah, you would be allowed to roll the other end back to you, and since one end remains in your hand, there is no Issur Minat Torah to roll the other end back. However, in this case, Rabbanan will not allow you to roll it back, since if you did not have one end of the scroll in your hand, it would be Issur Minat Torah to roll the scroll from the Bereishis HaRabim to the Bereishis HaYachid. Now, the Gemara adds that even in this case, where one end of the scroll reached to within 10 tzvachim of the ground, it should be mutter to roll it back. The reason being is that since the scroll is dangling in the air, it's not resting on anything, even if you did not have one end of the scroll in your hand, it would be mutter min haTorah to bring the scroll from the Bereishis HaRabim to the Bereishis HaYachid. As it's only also min haTorah to transfer something from a Bereishis HaRabim to a Bereishis HaYachid, if there's something resting in the Bereishis HaRabim, you pick it up and bring it into Bereishis HaYachid. But if something is dangling in the air, it's not resting on anything, there is no Issur min haTorah to bring it from the Bereishis HaRabim to the Bereishis HaYachid, even if you did not have one end of the scroll in your hand. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about where the end of the scroll that rolled to Bereishis HaRabim is resting on something. There's a slanted wall in the Bereishis HaRabim, and the one end of the Sefer that rolled to Bereishis HaRabim is resting on the slant of the wall within 10 tzvachim of the ground. So in this case, if you did not have one end of the scroll in your hand, it would be Issur min haTorah to bring the scroll from the Bereishis HaRabim to the Bereishis HaYachid. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Afilo Aimer Suluk Min Aret Elikamalo Machas, Golalo Esluk. Rabbi Yehuda said, if somebody's sitting in a Bereishis HaYachid, and one end of the scroll rolls down toward the Bereishis HaRabim, even if it's dangling in the air, within the height of a needle from the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim, that the end of the scroll that rolled into the Bereishis HaRabim is very, very close to the ground, that you can only fit one needle between the end of the scroll and the ground, you would be allowed to roll the other end of the scroll back to you, since the other end of the scroll is not resting on the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim. Now, the Mefarshim say the Mishnah is chisuri mechzor. It's missing a little bit, and it should read as follows. That if one end of the scroll rolls down to within 10 tzvachim of the Bereishis HaRabim, and the end of the scroll that's dangling on Bereishis HaRabim is resting on a slanted wall, in case you cannot roll it back to you, instead you should just turn over the writing to the wall, since the end of the scroll that rolled to Bereishis HaRabim is resting on a slanted wall. However, if the end that rolled into Bereishis HaRabim is not resting on anything, it's simply dangling in the air, in such a case, you can roll it back to you, even if the end that rolled into Bereishis HaRabim is very, very close to the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim, because Rabbi Yehuda says that even if the end of the scroll that rolled to Bereishis HaRabim is only one needle away from the ground of Bereishis HaRabim, even though it's so close to the ground of Bereishis HaRabim, you're allowed to roll it back to you, since it's dangling in the air, and it's not resting on anything. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Baaretz Atzmo Godlo Etzlo, She'en Lecha Davar Mishum Shvuos Omer B'fnei Kizbeh HaKodesh. Rabbi Shimon said, even if the end of the scroll that rolled to Bereishis HaRabim is actually resting on the ground of the Bereishis HaRabim, you're allowed to roll that end back to you, even though you're sitting on a Bereishis HaYachid, because the Issur to roll it back to you is only a Shvuos. It's only Asr Midarabbanan. And since one end of the scroll remains in your hand, there is no Isser in that Torah to roll it back to you. The Isser is only Midarabbanan, and the Rabbanan do not Asr in such a case that there's going to be a bizarreness to Kitzvei HaKodesh, to holy writing. And if you leave it there without rolling it back to you, that's a bizarreness to the Kitzvei HaKodesh, and the Rabbanan will allow you to roll it back in this case in order that there shouldn't be a bizarreness to the Sefer that you are reading.